Have you ever wondered if the fundamental laws of physics might actually be just the tip of a deeper iceberg? What if the real roots of reality are even simpler and more universal than anything we call a law?
That's exactly what we're diving into today. We'll unpack the radical idea that axioms, those primitive, irreducible building blocks, aren't just for mathematics. They're the semantic engine beneath energy, motion, mass, even thought itself.
So, in this episode, you're going to see how physical concepts like energy, force, and mass can actually be recast as infinitesimal differences between axioms. We'll show you how the whole universe might be an evolving pattern of axiom gradients.
Here's our roadmap. First, we'll reveal the axiom differential framework, then walk through how it transforms energy, motion, and mass into axiom operations. We'll explore the Jacobian mapping from axiom space to physics, and finally, discuss what new predictions this approach unlocks for the future of science.
Let's start with the basics. The axiom differential framework says, every state change, whether it's a moving particle or a shifting idea, is driven by tiny, infinitesimal differences between axioms. Forget laws. These are the true semantic primitives.
Right. And that means energy isn't some mysterious quantity. It's the work required to resolve those axiom differences. Think of energy as the cost of computing, what changes as one axiom transitions to another. It's a shift in semantic space, not just physical space.
And this isn't just a metaphor. Energy, force, and matter are actually mathematical functions of axiom gradients. It's a radical unification. Heat, motion, even logical thought all come down to the same axiom work, just with different scales and structures.
What's wild is, this makes energy a kind of universal currency for change. Whether you're talking about a bouncing ball, a neuron firing, or a logical contradiction, you're really talking about axiom gradients driving evolution.
That actually reminds me, how does this framework reconstruct physical motion or mass? It's all about mapping changes in axiom space to physical space using something called the axiom Jacobian.
Exactly. The Jacobian is like a translator. If you want to know how a semantic shift, a tiny change in an axiom, becomes a movement in real space, the Jacobian tells you. It's a transformation matrix that converts axiom flux into velocity and curvature into force.
So, velocity is really just the rate of axiom change. Acceleration becomes the second derivative, and mass is how much resistance there is to axiom flux. Physical quantities are echoes of deeper axiom operations.
It's almost uncanny. The equations of Newton, Einstein, and quantum mechanics all have axiom space analogs. The entire machinery of physics emerges from the differential calculus of semantic primitives.
Let's dig a little further. The path integral so central in physics isn't just about summing up energy along a trajectory. In axiom calculus, it's the cumulative work of resolving infinitesimal axiom differences along a conceptual path.
Yes, and when you integrate those gradients, you get energy conservation as a natural consequence. If the axiom potential doesn't depend on the rate of change, total axiom energy is constant, just like in classical physics.
So work is really an axiom line integral, and energy is the sum of kinetic rate of axiom change and potential configuration in axiom space. It's elegant, almost poetic. The math doesn't lose power. It gains semantic depth.
And it makes conservation laws more general. They aren't just properties of matter, they're patterns of stable axiom configurations. When the gradient collapses, you get equilibrium, whether in physics, logic, or cognition.
Funny you say that, because the axiom calculus doesn't just reproduce old physics, it predicts things standard physics can't see. Dark matter, for example, could be topological defects in axiom space, not particles at all.
That's right. And dark energy becomes the intrinsic curvature of axiom space, the vacuum axiom energy. Quantum gravity? It's just the quantization of the universal axiom field. Even the Planck scale is recast as the minimum meaningful axiom distance.
And the framework goes further. Force unification as axiom gradients, information preservation at black holes, and consciousness as axiom self-reference. It's a toolkit for exploring everything from cosmology to cognition.
It fundamentally changes what counts as a law. All forces, all emergent properties, even the arrow of time, are consequences of how base axioms interact, bind, and evolve. Reality is semantic, not just material.
Let's wrap up with three key takeaways. First, physics can be seen as an integral transform of axiom calculus. Energy, motion, and mass are echoes of patterns in axiom space.
Second, the axiom Jacobian lets us map infinitesimal semantic changes directly onto physical phenomena, making everything from Newton's laws to quantum mechanics part of a deeper axiom structure.
Third, the axiom framework doesn't just unify existing physics, it predicts new phenomena, from dark matter as axiom defects to the possibility of artificial consciousness through recursive axiom modeling.
So, your next step? Try reframing a physical concept like energy or force as an axiom gradient. See how the math changes and how it opens up new questions about what reality really is. Stay curious, because in the axiom universe, every answer is just the beginning of a new transformation.